Hey everyone, it's Tad Hargrave here from Marketing for Hippies. Welcome to week 5 of the Niching for Hippies program. And here we are. So just to sort of recap for everyone, where we've been and where we are now. So week 1, we really focused on the seed, this idea of how can our deepest wounds and our own life experiences be a doorway to our truest niches, or nichi, is that the plural? And so we looked at that. Week 2, we looked at this question of kind of the big circle, starting to refine that idea of the seed a little bit. So we had this sort of seed idea, a sense of like, okay, well, I've been through this in my life and I've overcome it. So that's probably something I can help other people with. This is something I'm really strong at. This is a gift I can give. And then starting to refine who that's for a bit, putting some context around it, thinking about our ideal client, the qualities we want. In week 3, we started to look at little circles. So within that big circle, what might be a small subsection of that big circle that we could focus on? And then last week, we really dove into this idea of niche projects. So with taking one of those little circles, what's a project that we could do where we could experiment and explore working with him? So that's been the trajectory up until now. And there's been a lot of progress. About half of you have some really good little circles. A few of you have some good projects, but I feel like there's some catching up to do. And at this point, more information is not the most prudent thing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give a bit of context, share some thoughts that I've been having, and then we're basically going to get off the line and we're going to have a big blitz on the wall. It's going to break all of your Facebooks because there's just going to be so much commenting going on. But I'll get back to that a little bit later. But basically, I want you to share whatever is sort of your cutting edge right now. And this is also kind of Q&A time, so feel free to ask questions. I'm just going to be focused on that and answering them. And I like that format because then it's you can get your questions answered, but you don't need to be focused on something that maybe isn't relevant to you, a question from the group that doesn't relate to you. You can just be focused on doing your work. So I'm going to ask us to be extremely focused and that to treat this 90 minutes, even though we won't be on the phone for 90 minutes, to treat it like a call with that kind of focus and attention, because I know you've all been totally focused and not multitasking while you've been listening to my calls, of course. So a few things I want to say. First of all, you guys are all going to get a bonus. I'm going to email it to you after the call from Howie Jacobson. That's some pretty brilliant thinking about how to use Google to help refine your niche, because I know a lot of people have had questions around, well, are there enough of these people? And there are some good ways that you can use Google to find that, to explore that. So here's something else I really want to invite you to do. So I've been noticing it's easy for the little circles to somehow get disconnected from the seed. So part of what I'm going to really invite you to do is to go back to that week 1 work, the stuff around wounds. If you didn't do it, go back to it and actually do some of the exercises or just really reflect on it. Because sometimes what can happen is people do that work and they get something really clear. There's some really clear connection. Even before we did it, when I asked people who can see the connection between your wounds and the work you do now, there was some real clarity. And then sometimes what can happen is people do the big circle thing when they think about their ideal clients, and they do the little circle, and somehow it gets disconnected from the original thing. So we want to go back to the seed and to really sit with that and make sure that our big circle is an expression of that and to make sure that our little circle fits within the big circle. Yes, it is a sequential thing. We don't want to just have a random little circle that isn't connected to or isn't an expression of those things that came before it. And so specifically what I'm going to invite you to do as well is with your little circle, if you have got one that you feel is good enough, and I've given it a thumbs up and other people have given it a thumbs up, I still, and whether or not you have actually, I really want you to take those 11 pieces of criteria that are in the little circles workbook from that week, that 11-point checklist. I really want you to go through and I want you to just see how many of those things you can check off, see how strong a niche this really is, because I can give you, from the outside perspective, I can tell you, do I think the demographics, the psychographics, and the journey is clear? But that's about all I can do. What I can't do is tell you if it's really a fit for you. I can't tell you if it's an expression of you authentically. So it's really important to be going back to those things and to take it through the checklist and just make sure it feels really right for you. because even though you're not getting married to this sort of small circle niche, you're still going to do a project and invest something. So we want to make sure it's as authentic an expression as we can make it. And as you look at your niche project, here are a couple of questions I want to invite you to consider to help make them better. We may come back to this next week. So one of the first questions, the most important question to ask is, and this is sort of in general for your product or service, but also for your niche project. And the question is, what is most important to your target market, to your, you know, potential, to these people that you're wanting to reach? And this is where thinking about that particular niche that you came up with, the little circle, what's most important to those people when they are buying what you sell, when they're taking advantage of a project like this? What do you think is most important to them? So, for example, if you're going to buy a car, what's most important to you in buying a car? Well, the color might be important, the interior, the fuel efficiency of it, the speed, how fast it accelerates, the safety rating on it, how many miles it has on it, if it's a used car. All those things are going to be important. If you're hiring a web designer, what's going to be most important to you? Well, can you reach them on time? Can you, can you talk to them? The affordability, price is obviously going to be important. Their past experience, their portfolio, what have they done? So we have these criteria when we're buying stuff, and people have it too when they're looking at personal growth things or life coaching or whatever it is you do. So they're going to be looking at what you're offering. They're going to be like, does this give me what's most important to me? And so us knowing what's really most important to them matters. And then, of course, making sure that our project delivers that. For me, if I'm going to go to a workshop, what's most important to me in going to a workshop? Are they going to make me high-five my neighbors? I don't want to go. Are they going to force me and use peer pressure to get me to do exercises and not give me a way to opt out and not participate in a way that's graceful and honoring of me? I don't want to go. So those are going to be things that are important to me. Are the chairs comfortable? Do I trust the facilitator? All those types of things. So I want you to really think about that with your project. So looking to be like, okay, from their eyes, from the eyes of my clients, what would be most important to them? And make sure that your project embodies that. And to really, really hone in on island B, what is the result that they are craving? So this goes back to the little circle, and this is why I've been so sort of insistent on clarifying island B as much as possible and not having it be fuzzy, because you want to be able to look at that result. And again, you should be able to say the result in like 7 words maximum, usually 3 words: better sleep, better sex, better communication, a happier marriage, whatever the result is. It's usually very simple, and we can complicate it. But you want to hone in on that and then ask yourself, how could I organize this project to help them get that result better? Yeah? And it might just be a very small project, but whatever you can do to make it more effective in helping them get the result, that's really key. Another thing to consider with your niche projects is to consider where on the sales funnel it is. So again, if you have the sales funnel, like the pink spoon, ice cream cone, bucket, gallon, ice cream club, or yoga studio, you've got the free pass, the drop-in class, the 10-pass or monthly pass, you've got the weekend retreat and the teacher training, all those levels. So I really want you to consider, where is this project sort of fitting in general? Because sometimes the mistake people will make with a niche project, and it can be okay to just do a project as a project, but if you really want to start getting strategic about it, let's say you say, well, I'm going to do a talk. I'm going to do a 2-hour talk about this topic and get a lot of people there. Make sure you're asking yourself, A, what comes before this talk, and B, what comes after. Always with any project, what is it that comes before that could be a nice, easy intro to this? And what is it that comes after? Now, if it's a pink spoon, maybe there's nothing that comes before it. But usually it's somewhere in the middle, and there's something that could be a little sweeter, gentler, easier, cheaper, more affordable, less risk for them to try. And then there's something after. And to make sure you're considering that, and not just considering where it is and what comes before and after, but how you can make those connections, if that makes sense. So those are some just general thoughts that I was having. And part of where we're going is next week, I'm going to be inviting you to sort of write a sales letter for your project, and I'm going to give you a link on how to do that. What else? So, yeah, and then next week we're also going to be talking about hubs and how to make sure that you actually get people to your niche projects and how do you make sure that's really successful. So those are some general thoughts I want to put out. So here's the game plan for today. For today, I'm going to invite us to go to the wall, and we're going to make this a working meeting, so we won't be on the phone, so we'll all hang up in just a few minutes. And I want you to post your most current stuff, and once you've posted it, I want you to go give feedback to as many people as you can. And let's really be our best, loving, encouraging, great feedback selves. And that's how we're going to spend the time. So again, let's make sure this is really focused. Let's not be multitasking. Let's everyone give our best. Let's give what we'd want to receive in terms of feedback. Because then in the end of this call, hopefully we'll all have made a lot of progress. And I'm still going to be giving feedback in between now and the next call. But I think together, in a really intensive way, we can all make a lot of progress. And again, this will probably break your Facebook. You're going to see so many notifications and all this up. And then next week, we're going to work with whatever niche projects are there. We're going to start working with those. So if you remember the last call we did, who's got a little circle? What are all the different project ideas? Next call we're going to do it where it'll be like, okay, well, what are the specific project ideas? And then what are the hubs? How could you promote it? How could you make it better? So anyone who has a solid workable niche project that people have given thumbs up to, that I've gotten given a thumbs up to, you guys are going to get a chance to get some real feedback from the rest of the group. So that's your incentive to be ready for it. And otherwise, keep coming with the little circle. Keep refining it. You guys are doing great. There's some really awesome little circles coming out of this. About half of you have this. My hope is we can get everyone there by the end. So if you're willing to play, we're going to get this done. So that's it for the call, brief call. The transcript may be very small for this week. So that's it. Let's all go to the wall and get cracking. We'll see you there. Bye. Okay, wait. So the exercise right now, go to the wall and post whatever is your latest thing. So maybe you're still stuck on the big circle. Put that up and we can tell you how awesome it is. Maybe you're still working on your little circle. Post that. If you've already gotten the little circle and I've given a thumbs up and other people have, then I want you to post the niche project that you're working on. And we'll all give feedback on that. So that's the idea. Okay, so we'll talk to you soon. Bye.